Retirement at 65, 2024. Drank a bottle last night. Still early days, only a month off. No, I'm lying. 2 months after. No, really, a month after it was bottled. So it's very, very young, the wine. But I feel like, the way I feel like now, I think this is our best reflection of what retirement at 65 does well. And the reason for that is the ripeness level of the grapes. 2024 for us was a great year. It was a dry year. And with retirement at 65, it's Cinsault. It's the oldest block of Cinsault in a place called Darling. And so the police goes just came past me, but anyway, so the it's the oldest block of Cinsault in Darling, and because Cinsault is a late ripening varietal, and because it's always ripens that late, if we get early rains, Cinsault has got very thin skins, and it's very prone to rot. So sometimes it starts to rot, and we have to pick it earlier than what I actually want to pick it. So then we always get something that's quite light. Where in 2024, we had this really nice dry season. The grapes ripened fully. It's the first time I think we've got a 13% alcohol on this wine. So it's properly ripe grapes. It's only got 5% of Shiraz with it. We normally have up to 30% of Shiraz because the component we've got from retirement is so light. We need to bulk it up a bit with the Shiraz that grows right next to it. So there's always like a big chunk of Shiraz with it, where in the 2024 there's only 5%. And I feel like this is a big accomplishment when it comes to viticulture. Yes, the season, as I mentioned, had a big effect, but viticulture is always also plays a big role. I've got a guy involved there called Jaco Engelbrecht. He's a very, very good viticulturist. He works for himself and a company called Visual Viticulture, but he consults for me and he looks after those farms. And so done really, really great viticulture on those vines. There's also a fellow winemaker that also buys from the same farm, so he's got a big influence on that grapes. So I've got a lot to thank for him. His influence is really good. So yes, it's a combination between, I'm not sure I can actually tell you the other guy's name. I need to double check with him first. But the bottom line is there's a bunch of really great guys involved with the viticulture in that vineyard. We've put the whole vineyard under bird nets every year, so it's a lot of effort that goes into that vineyard. So very, very 2024, super, super excited about what the wine is going to do on the long run. The story of retirement at 65, in 2016, I think, I drove past that farm. I was with the farmer, a guy called Putti van Rienen. He's now not with us anymore. He died in a car crash. But we were driving on his farm and I looked up in the mountain. I saw this really great block of Cinsault bush vine high in the mountain. And I said to the Putti, just like that looks awesome. He said, no, you can't make wine from it. I mean, it's impossible. The birds from the mountain eats the grapes every year and it rots. So I said, oh my goodness, if I buy bird nets and we cover the whole block with bird nets, do you think we can try and make something of it? So he said, that's cool, we can do it. So the season broke, the new shoots grew, they were about 20 centimeters long, soft and green, and then his sheep broke through the fence on the weekend. They ate the whole vineyard. There was only like these brown stumps left. All the green stuff was gone, the soft green shoots, juicy. Then we picked nothing. And then we thought, okay, so now when that happens, the vine takes a big knock. So it uses all its reserves to push out that first growth. Once the first growth is out, then it's used lots of its reserves. Now, when the sheep ate that, it lost its reserves. So at that point, the vine needs to look after himself with its new leaves, which wasn't there anymore because the sheep ate it. So we basically threw off all the grapes in that season because we wanted the vine to regain its reserves for the next season. So no grapes in that year. Next year the vineyard turned 65 years old. First time that we managed to cover it with bird nets, save it from the sheep, and then made the first wine ever made from that vineyard when the vineyard was 65 years old. So before that, they went to a big co-op and it was never good enough to be a wine on its own. And yeah, that's, I call it retirement at 65, because most people retire at 65, but this vineyard started growing. The inspiration of that label is a CD cover of Pearl Jam, where that it's got like this old, it's got this sheep stuck in a barbed wire. So I wanted to have a dead sheep stuck in a wire. So I drew this sheep's head in a barbed wire. I drew it on lino, and I carved it from lino, put ink on it, printed it as a label. So that's where the image on the front label is from.